We come in our scripture reading to the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Today our reading is verses 1 to 17. You'll find it on page 1078 if you're using the Pew Bible. The main portion of this passage is another of Jesus' famous parables. We're studying the parables in the evening, and one thing we've noted is that the parables are not folksy stories designed to make you feel good, as you often hear. Very often the Lord is confronting in a way that really places the hearer on the spot. So that is the case in the parable of the tenants. It's really a review of God's history with Israel. And in this way, it's a reminder that's very discouraging to us. Think of all that the Lord did all through its history, the grace he showed to Israel, the clarity of his commands, and yet they responded over and over in rebellion against him. Jesus points out, it's like a man who owned and planted a vineyard. He put a tenant there, and he sent designees to get some fruit back, his portion of it. They owed him, but instead of giving what they owed, they beat and then sometimes killed the servants he sent. And then finally he sent his son. They'll respect my son, but him they especially killed. And that was what Israel's history consisted of. That reminds us as we look around our culture and we say, how can a people that had a godly legacy and the obvious blessings of it, how can they turn their backs upon it because of the depravity of sin? Apart from the gospel, apart from the church preaching the gospel and the blessing of the Holy Spirit, this is what always happened, and the grossest example was in the history of Israel. Jesus confronts them. By the way, he prophesies his own death that will take place within a few days. Jesus was not a victim of the cross. He was the orchestrator of it. He proclaimed it. Here he's motivating it by condemning them and driving them to anger against him. Now you have a great statement though that is very optimistic. How pessimistic this is. And then we read in verse 10, a quote from the Old Testament, "The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone." And that's a way of saying, you know, what really matters about Jesus is not what you think about him, what the Jews thought about him, what the world thinks about him. What matters is what God thinks about him. And God thinks he's the cornerstone on which he's going to build his church, and he is going to save, and there is going to be a kingdom, and those who turn to him are going to enter into eternal life, and they'll be helped and strengthened and protected in this life. He is the cornerstone, and the world might reject him. There was a legend predating the New Testament that when the capstone was sent up from the mines to Mount Zion, the builders of the temple didn't know what it was, and they threw it away. And when the time was for the capstone to be put in, they didn't know where it was. And it resulted in this prophecy that the cornerstone that you rejected, God has established for the foundation of his church. What good news it is. Be of good cheer. No matter how bad it gets in the world, in this world you'll have many troubles, Jesus says, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And then we have a few verses here about our relationship to the civil authority. They wanted to trip Jesus up. That's not a good thing to do. It doesn't work. But they wanted to embarrass him either by making him an offense to the Romans by saying you should not pay taxes, or to the people who hated the Romans by saying you should. And so they put him on the spot. Should we pay taxes or not? And he asked for the coin, the Roman denarius. And he said, whose picture is this? Caesar's. Render unto Caesar the things that belong to Caesar. You have duties as a citizen. You are to render them. In America, that includes participation in the electoral process. But you know what really matters? And remembering what about the cornerstone that the world rejects, but God established, what really matters is our relationship to God. Render to God what belongs to God. Now, that's our total allegiance. That's our souls. That's our hearts. That's where our salvation is found. Well, with these things having been noted, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Mark 12. And he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a pit for the wine press and built a tower and leased it to tenants and went into another country. When the season came, he sent a servant to the tenants to get from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. And they took him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent to them another servant, and they struck him on the head and treated him shamefully. And he sent another, and him they killed. And so with many others, some they beat, some they killed. He had still one other, a beloved son. Finally, he sent him to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." And they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they were seeking to arrest him, but feared the people, for they perceived that he had told the parable against them. So they left him and went away. And they sent to him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. And they came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are true and do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or should we not?" But knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why put me to the test? Bring me a denarius and let me look at it." And they brought one, and he said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said to him, "Caesar's." Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they marveled at him. May God be praised through the reading and the hearing of his holy word. Amen.